This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis claims to have the second largest Mardi Gras in the nation. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone reports, the folks cleaning up after the party are often grappling with a lot more than revelers' trash.
It's Fat Tuesday, and for many St. Louisans, Mardi Gras is well on its way to being a hazy, purple, golden, green memory. But for Mac Bradley, the president of the Mardi Gras Foundation, planning for next year has already begun. So what does it take to throw the region's largest one-day party?
It takes $1.5 million and at least 250 volunteers, 17 million beads, and I don't know how many 55-gallon drums of hurricane mix.
That's not to mention the 100 parade floats, the 1,500 porta-potties, and the coordination of at least four security forces.
This is a lot of work for hundreds of people.
People like Charlie Brown.
I am a trash man. I've always been in trash all my life. I'm a second-generation trash guy, so that's what I've always done.
Brown and his cleanup company, Regency, have been responsible for clearing the trash after Mardi Gras for almost 20 years. Maybe it's destiny. Brown's father was the director of refuse in New Orleans for some 35 years, restoring the city back to normal after their Mardi Gras celebration. Unlike its southern big brother, St. Louis's Mardi Gras is only one day long, but it generates the kind of trash that only professionals can handle. I ask about last year's event.
From Saturday night alone, probably about 14 tons.
14 tons?
And that's not made up of household trash like food and stuff. That's made up of cups, just cups and cups and more cups. Cups everywhere.
Don't worry. Brown isn't out there after Mardi Gras all by himself.
Good, man. How you doing? Where you been at, man?
After the crowds have started to die down Saturday night, he meets with a small army of people tasked with cleaning the mess of a notoriously sloppy holiday. Of the dozens out doing the manual labor of cleaning, most are Regency employees. But a good chunk of them are people like Renee Henderson.
I'm 61 years old. I'm getting ready to retire this year, so I'm trying to build my money up. You know, get that money. For real. You know, it's a job. Do it and go get over it, go to the next thing.
Henderson's first St. Louis Mardi Gras was in 1987, the year he became homeless. He's working this night because of the St. Patrick Center. It's a local nonprofit that connects people facing homelessness, criminal convictions, substance abuse, and other barriers to housing and jobs. St. Patrick has a temporary to permanent work program, and Regency is one of the employers they contract with. Tonight, they've brought 14 men to work. Events like these are a solid opportunity to make money and connect with a potential employer. But they're not without challenges. It is 35 degrees outside when the crews start cleaning. And when they finish hours later, it will have dropped to 29. The trash itself is not so hard to collect individually, but doing a sweep that covers over a mile radius takes a careful eye. And then there are the drunks.
Do you have a lighter? You have a lighter?
Zach, come here. You got drunk, right? You got a little drink?
No. It doesn't annoy me because I've been around alcohol all my life.
That's Troy Johnson, a native of Arkansas and one of the workers from St. Patrick's Center.
I've been struggling with alcohol for years. And for me, coming to the Mardi Gras, it's been really tough because a lot of drinkers. And I'm about raking four bottles of beers into the streets like, that's a shame that's going away. It's not going to be drinking that. But I didn't.
Johnson had been out for the Mardi Gras parade and said he couldn't count the number of times people offered him alcohol. But he politely declined, enjoyed the floats, and says he hopes to be back next year to revel and to work. I'm Jenny Simone, St. Louis Public Radio.